Praise the Lord, we are starting a new chapter, but we are still in the same book. Book of Acts chapter 10. Let's read the same chapter, and today we are going to read the whole chapter. It's a big chapter, but it's simple to understand. So let's read it.
There was a certain man in Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always.
Amen.
He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore you are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, You know how that is an awful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
Amen.
Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, what intent ye have sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God.
Glory.
Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God? Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with
yes,
him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days.
Okay, now this chapter is very easy to understand. But let's go from the beginning. Here we read, let's go chapter. Chapter 10, verse 1.
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter.
Amen. Now here the man, Cornelius, is a great man, he's a centurion, many soldiers and many officers, they are under him. But look at the qualification of this man. This man was a God-fearing man.
Amen.
This man was a devout man. This man has the devotion in his house, prayer in his house. He was giving his tithes and offerings to God. Amen. He was well known in the community. He was doing all good things. Not only that, he was praying to God all the time.
Amen.
Who is this man? This man is not a Jewish man. This man not a Christian man. He's a heathen man. But he had some kind of attraction to the Jehovah God. And he was praying to that God. He was not praying to some God he didn't know. Because if somebody says, oh, he was praying to some stone or something, still God hears the prayer. God will not hear the prayer if you pray to the stone or some other gods.
Amen.
He was attracted to Jehovah God.
Amen.
That's what we are learning about him.
Yes.
And when he was praying and worshiping God, the word of God says he saw the vision. When he saw the vision means he saw angels standing before him and said, Cornelius, your prayer and your tithes and offerings and your giving came in front of God. And God remember that I should help you. See, our prayers are not going to go in vain.
No.
If you give it to the Lord, God is not going to forget.
Amen.
what you give it to him.
Amen. Amen.
Your giving is not in vain. Your prayers are not in vain. So this man is praying and giving. Some people say, okay, I'm praying, I'm worshiping God. Why should I give something to God? Once your heart belongs to God, then you know everything what you have is belong to God.
Yes, sir.
Many people don't know these things. Many people do not know how to worship God. Giving to God is also a prayer and worship to God, thanksgiving to God. So this man was doing this. And when this time when the angel came and stood, he was afraid, but the angel told him to do certain things.
Amen.
Angel said to him, verse 5, he says, now send man to Joppa and call the one Simon whose surname is Peter. Now just think. Cornelius is a hidden man.
Yes, sir.
He's not a Jewish man.
True.
God just called the Paul, and God told the Paul that your ministry is for Gentiles.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Then why God did not tell Cornelius, go and call Paul? Mm. Paul was in Caesarea. He left from there to Tarsus. Now, when Philip was there, and then Paul came there, and Paul left, then the angel comes and appears to Cornelius. Somebody might be thinking, you might not, you never thought, but I was thinking, why did this happen? When Paul was already there in that town, that's the time this man should be introduced to Paul. Because to go to Gentile and preach the gospel, that was the ministry given to Paul. Now why Peter has to be called? Just think about it. Because Peter was still prejudiced Jewish man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He did not want to go to any Gentiles.
Amen.
He thought, okay, when God called Paul for Gentiles, I'll work for Jewish people. But what I'm trying to say, God has a better plan.
Yes, sir.
God knows your heart.
All the time.
And God wants you to be changed. And so God says, okay, angel, go to Cornelius and tell him to call Simon Peter. Let's read from verse 6.
He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa.
Okay, now see what the angel did. Angel told him, tell Cornelius, go to Joppa, and there is a man named Simon Peter. Now just think, the Simon Peter was guest of another Simon, the tanner.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would have just said, go and call Simon, Cornelius would be confused.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, go and call the Simon. He goes to the Joppa and says, Simon, come to my house. And that Simon would have said, why did God told you to call me? There is another Simon here. Maybe a Peter might be called. So God doesn't want people to get confused.
Amen.
Our God is not a God of confusion.
Amen.
Our God is a good God.
Amen.
So the God said to the Cornelius, send your people there, and there is a man named Simon Peter. He is in the house of another Simon the tanner, and the house is in a seashore.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave all the details where you can find the man. God knows your address. God knows your name. God knows your business. God knows where you stay and what you do. There is nothing hidden in the sight of God.
Amen.
So God says, okay, I give you all the details, and now you go. So what he does, Cornelius, he calls two of his servants. Two of his servants means those people are waiting upon the Cornelius. Cornelius calls, yes, sir. Do this, yes, sir. You remember that other centurion Jesus met? That centurion said, my servant is sick. Or some places say, my son is sick. So he said, I will come and heal your servant. What did he say? He said, no, I tell my one of the officers, go, he goes. When I say, come, he comes.
Amen.
You just say the word and my servant will be healed.
Yes.
So that's the kind of this centurion is. When he says his servant to go. They don't ask questions. But here today, even though you are pastor and ministers and pastors or senior pastors tell you to something to do, you say, no, I'm not going to do it. I want to do my way. Look at these people. As soon as the centurion called them, they said, yes, sir. And then say, okay, now you go. And there is another person who is his very close officer. Two servants and one officer to guard these two people. Three people went there. And they are going there to meet Peter. Now, they were not going to force Peter to come. Why three people has to go? One person is more than enough, right? Why three people has to go and bring it? But the more the people, more the respect. More the people come to call you, that means you are a special man. So that's why the more honor that person gets.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we see, they went to call him, Peter, and Peter is not in the house. Let's read 9.
On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet, knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate.
Amen. Now see here the story. These people start coming to Joppa, and Peter is not in the house. He's in the housetop. Now he went there to pray. Why? Because the food was not yet ready. He was very hungry, but he's the guest in somebody's house.
Amen.
So what's happening? He's just so hungry and he didn't know what to do. He went up. Do you know when you go hungry to bed, what happens? You get a dream. You get a dream like you are eating pizza or eating something because you are hungry. Now Peter is thinking about food. He's hungry. And God said, this is the good time to teach Peter a lesson. So God says, okay, now see, some people are confused. They're thinking when God sends all these animals in the platter, they were real animals. They were not real animals. What was that? It's a picture. It's a vision. When you say vision and trance, it's not real. It's the picture. But now we know God showed him a film. Film of all the animals. And what kind of animals? All four-footed. Not only that, beast and the wild beast and creeping things and unclean birds. All of these things he is seeing in a vision. And God says, okay, get up, Peter, and eat. He said, no, Lord, I never ate the unclean things. So this happened how many times? 3 times. And now just think, some people might be, and then they said that this done 3 times, and all these animals were taken up to heaven. And some people say, in the heaven, there has to be animal. Because you see, the animal came from heaven and took to heaven. There was no unclean animal in heaven. Book of Revelation says that there is no unclean things will enter into the kingdom of God. So this was not the real animals. This was real picture. So it didn't go to all the animals to heaven. So when this thing happened 3 times, and I knew that Peter will not eat. Why? Because it was a law. It was a law, you cannot eat unclean things. And just think that Peter is thinking, God is testing me. If I'm going to eat this unclean thing when I'm hungry, so what I should say, no, Lord, I'm not going to eat. He would have said, don't you think you gave the law to Moses and told us to not to eat unclean things? Is it God or is it devil? Who is tempting me to eat these things? But he did not ask those things. But the word of God says, read the verse 17. He says, now while Peter doubting in himself, he did not doubt in God. He didn't say this is a God or devil. He know this is a God. But why did I see this vision? Why God told me to eat these animals? God will not break his promise. When God says something is bad, he will not say that's good. So why this happened to me? And when he was thinking, what these animals are unclean. And then the God says, when God says, this is not unclean, but this is now clean. So many people took this thing today and said, God says all unclean animals are clean and now you can eat. Peter didn't eat. God did not say to Peter, you disobey me when I told you to eat and you didn't eat. Just think that Peter was convinced to eat. Do you think he was able to eat? Try to get hold of it. Nothing will come. Because it was not real.
Yeah, sure.
It was a dream. It was a vision. It was just like a picture. He could not eat anything. So why God was doing this, he was in puzzle. He's saying he was doubting, not in God. He was doubting in himself. What this vision, which he had seen, should mean. That's what he was thinking. And while he was thinking, he says, behold, the men which were sent from the Cornelius had made journey for Simon's house and stood before the gate. Now he knows. I was thinking about unclean things. Now the people are at the gate and knocking at the gate. And let's read verse 18.
And called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, 3 men seek thee.
Amen.
Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them.
Now Peter knows. Peter says, what is this vision? And he was thinking, and then somebody said, Peter, you have 3 gentlemen here waiting for you. When he looks at them, you know, looking at people, you know what kind of people are there. If it's Sunday service, Sunday, just in Sunday time, and everybody's having a suit and a Bible in their hand and they're going, nobody has to know who these people are. You're going to say, these are Christian people. maybe going to church. And some people wearing the burqa or some kind of cloth, nobody has to guess who these people are. You're going to say, these people might be Muslim. Go to India and you'll say each and every tribe has a different kinds of dress. In Gujarat, some people wear different kinds of clothes. If you go to Calcutta, they have different kinds of dress. If you go to Maharashtra, different kinds of dress. So from the dress and their clothes, you can find out what kind of people are this. So all of these other people, three people he saw, he came to know, these are not the Jewish people. These are like heathen people.
Yes, sir.
Or Gentiles came and searching for me. Before he could say anything, the word of God says in verse 19, while Peter thought on the vision, now see, this was a vision, the Spirit said unto him, what spirit? It's not an evil spirit, it's the God Spirit or the Holy Spirit. Told him, behold, three men seeking for thee. So he knew this is the Spirit of God and God's doing. And not only that, verse 20 says, rise therefore and get there down and go with them, doubting nothing. Mm-hmm. He was doubting, right? He says, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. How much clear you want? It's very clear. Now Peter doesn't have to doubt. God says, and the Spirit of God says, I have sent them. Do not doubt. Go with them. And I have sent them. Actually, who sent them? Cornelius sent them, right? But whose idea was it? God's idea. God says, Cornelius, send somebody and call Peter. That's God's idea. So here God is saying, I send these people to you. Do not doubt and go. Okay, let's read verse 21.
Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in, and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied them.
Okay, now see the situation. In India, if you go, there are certain castes will not have, you know, doing with other people, like some people call them untouchable. They do not touch them. They do not have any association with those kind of people. So now when Peter saw these people, they are untouchable. We do not have any association with these people. But when God told them, God told Peter, I send them. Peter forgot everything and tell them, come on in. Otherwise, Peter would have said, stay at the gate. I'm coming. I don't want other people to be having problem.
Amen.
Because that Jewish guy, maybe God didn't talk to him. God talked to me.
Amen.
So he would have said, stay at the gate and I'm coming. But what was your problem?
True.
God did everything purposely. Here Peter was hungry. Very hungry. And now he has to walk and go. He will faint. He has to eat something. He cannot tell these people, stay at the gate, let me finish my dinner, then we'll go. Or lunch, then I'll go. He didn't say that because God said, don't think other people are uncommon or unclean. I have made them clean.
Amen.
So
Amen.
He said, okay, come on in. Now have food with me and stay with me tonight. Let's go tomorrow. That's called change.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
We have to have a change of heart.
That's right. Amen.
We have to have a change of heart. We have to love everyone,
Amen.
No matter what color,
Amen.
No matter what language, no matter what denomination, no matter what country they are coming from.
Amen.
Because God says, all people God loves.
Amen.
John 3:16, what he says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. God did not say God so loved the America, or he loved to Britain, or he loved only Israel. God loved the whole
Amen.
World.
Amen.
Who are you to hate your brother?
Amen.
We love everybody. Here we see Peter is transformed. He loves everybody. And see what happens. Let's read a little bit further.
And the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him.
Okay. Now here you see, Cornelius, how do you know Cornelius is a good man? Because he was praying,
yes, sir.
Giving to God, and God loved him and sent even angel to minister to him. And now this man sent his best servants, three people, two servants, one officer, they go. Cornelius was not doubting at all. He did not say, I don't know Peter will come or not. What I'm going to do, let's see if my people come and they tell me good news or bad news, according to that, I will make an arrangement. Some places you go and you say, I'm coming. I'm talking about a minister goes to another country. I'm coming to your place. They say, okay, let the minister come and then we'll make an arrangement. If he doesn't come, then all our money and all these things will go in vain. And they wait. And when the minister comes, they start running. Oh, did you rent the hall? Not yet. Did you do this? Not yet. And they start running. That's not the God's will.
True.
What Cornelius did, before Peter came, he gathered all his kinsmen, means all his relatives, and all his friends.
Yes, sir.
And he was ready to listen to the word of God.
Amen.
How did he get it?
He
did it by faith. He believed if God said it, if angels said it, Peter has to obey.
Amen.
Peter will be here. Peter would have said to those three people, okay, you came from Cornelius' house. Okay, God told me, you go and arrange the meeting for me. I'll be there. What would happen? They might have gone, but they would say, Peter did not even come to shake hands. Peter did not give us even the water. We are thirsty and hungry. We came, and he doesn't care about this. But he took them in. He fed them. They had a good night's sleep. And next day they are going. But here, Cornelius already prepared. Already gathered all his people to his house. Sometimes people tell us, come to my house for the prayer meeting. When we go there, even their children will not be in the prayer meeting. When you come there, their children may be upstairs or maybe downstairs, and sometimes their wife doesn't come. One time, one brother called us. We went to his house for prayer. His wife in the second floor. And we're there. Where is your wife? Oh, she doesn't want to come down.
My God.
So we prayed with him. What I'm trying to say, here people call you for prayer meeting, you go to their house, they cannot invite their own children. They could not invite their own wife. And they want blessing. Look at the Cornelius. He invited all of his relatives and all of his children and all of his friends. That means Cornelius has a lot of respect from his children, from the neighbors, and from the friends. If you say, oh, my children, they love me. My children, they are good. They listen to me. And they will do anything for me. Oh, yeah? Call them for prayer.
Amen. True.
Call them to church.
Amen.
Then I would know if they really love you.
Say it again, Pastor.
You cannot say my children are good and they don't listen to God. You have a party, they will come.
Yeah.
If you have a prayer meeting, they won't come. Cornelius didn't say, these people, I have a party in my house, could you come? He invited them to listen to the word of God.
Amen.
And people were hungry to come and listen to the word of God. Okay, let's go further.
But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together.
Okay, see what happens. First of all, Peter comes. And this man recognized this is Peter. He never saw him. But he gave him a respect because other countries, if you go to India, some people will worship you.
Yes, sir.
They worship their own dad. They worship their own mom.
Yes, sir.
They, when you see their mom, or they will, you know, touch their feet and kiss their feet. That much they respect them.
Sure.
So according to his custom, he started to worship the Peter. Peter said, hey, wait a minute. Don't worship me. I'm not a god.
Yes.
I'm just a man.
Yes,
verse 27. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. How many? Many. Not one or two. So the colonel has gathered so many people in his house to listen to the Peter.
Yes, sir.
So next time when you call for prayer meeting, call many.
Amen.
Not one or two. Call all people, many people to your house, then call the man of God, then call the pastor, then call somebody to come to your house to pray. Okay, let's read verse 28.
And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God had showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
So he says to these people, even though you are unclean people, I should not be coming and worshiping with you. But God said to me, you do not call these people a common or unclean. When God sent it, I'm coming. Let's read 29.
Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, for what intent have ye sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing.
Okay, now look at this man. He says, 4 days ago, what happened? He says, I was fasting and praying. How many days? 4 days. He prayed. God answered his prayer. Angel came. He should break his fast. But he was not breaking his fast until Peter comes. I'm going to pray to Peter to come. And when Peter comes, I'm going to listen to the word. So he says, 4 days ago I saw the angel, but I'm still praying until now. That's the kind of dedication this man has. When your stomach is hungry, you get so much anger. And that's what the word of God says. Your fasting should not be for anger and frustration and fighting and war. And when we're fasting, our mind should be tuned to God.
Amen.
To listen to God.
Right.
Not to showing somebody I'm fasting. That's what the Jesus Christ said. When you're fasting, you better wash your face. You better put something on your hair. And don't tell somebody you are fasting. Somebody wants to take a sympathy. Well, you know what? I'm fasting for 3 days. And I didn't eat anything yet. Don't say people that you are fasting. That's what the Word of God is saying. When you are fasting and praying, not fighting, not quarreling, what are you doing? You are ready to hear the word of God. And that's what happened. Let's read further.
And said Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God.
Okay, now see this man. He sent his three people there, and they said exactly what Colonel is saying. And what Colonel is saying, exactly those other people said. So he said, this is what happened. I was praying. God sent the angel. He told me exactly where to go. He gave me your name. He gave me your address. And that's why I sent people. And he says, thank God that you came. And now here I'm ready to hear what God has commanded thee. We are here to listen.
Amen.
See, people should be ready to listen to the word of God. Let's read verse 34.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all.
Amen.
That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree.
Amen. Now, Peter started preaching, told the mission of Jesus Christ, why Jesus Christ came into this world, and how God anointed, verse 38, it says, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with the power. When you hear this, many people are thinking Jesus Christ received the Holy Spirit of the third person of Trinity. That's what not he is saying. Go to the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18 to 21. I'm going to stop here and we'll go back next week and finish it. But let me finish this. Luke 4, 18 to 21.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears.
Okay, now what Jesus Christ was saying, he took the book and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That was his anointing. Mm-hmm. That was his Holy Spirit. Because John chapter 7, go ahead. John chapter 7, 37 to 39. 37 to 39, please read. John 7.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Amen. So that Jesus Christ said, the Holy Ghost was not yet given. He said, Jesus Christ was not yet glorified. Then what kind of spirit he got? We read it in Luke chapter 4. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. That was his anointing. And with that anointing, he did signs, wonders, and miracles. Yes. Because he is God and the Son of God. Shall we rise?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let's pray. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You have called us with a definite high call. Give us grace to love one another. Give us grace to understand your will. Give us grace to follow you wherever you tell us to go.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord Jesus, let us obey your commandments.
Yes,
Father, let us, our goal should be the preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Be with us, sanctify us, and use us mightily for the glory of God.
Yes,
we are not going to look left or right. We are going to look into Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes.
Be with us, sanctify us, and use us mightily for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen,
amen.
And amen. Please be seated.